B-Pod Studios.
A sports hub. Zilek and Bertrand are overlooking the rink at the Warrior Ice Arena on the Star Market Sports Deck on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Zilek and Bertrand are overlooking the rink at the Warrior Ice Arena on the Star Market Sports Deck on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
You're as cold as ice. You're willing to sacrifice our love.
See, Tom's playing this to mess with us.
Yeah, he's being a real jerk about it.
I got an idea, though.
You yeah. Never take
so it's about station presence, right? You got the tablecloth, sports hub.
Yeah, TV you got your dirty still, Kleenex
yeah,
up there.
Dirty Kleenex, bag of garbage. Peanuts that you pour out right. All over it.
Who's going to clean up all your trash?
Yeah, who's going to clean up the cucumbers
people?
And cheese and lettuce?
People? Like people. Jim.
Yeah. Oil and vinegar all over the floor.
Trash people.
No, we don't.
So, my idea.
Leave
because Tom's such a jackass, and we still need to have a presence here. We do the show from Dorchester. Tom comes and has the assistant engineer or be assistant producer from here by himself.
What?
Let Tom freeze. T-Bone.
Oh.
Put him here.
I'm not even cold anymore. I've
entered... Oh, you get past it. It's like, you know, like you get really, really hungry, and then you get past it. Like, okay.
I've entered my body is shutting down. I'm starting to go into depression mode because...
Your finger fell.
No, yeah. You feel like, okay, your life is ending.
Yeah.
And I'm starting to get, like, the flashbacks now. I'm having, like, visions of childhood now and, you know, my kids. This is the type of cold I've entered in now.
I like the forecast looking at knowing that we're here this week. And I was happy to see that this was the coldest day of the week was the day we came here. Because
are you? Because that would have really affected you mentally if it wasn't?
Yeah, I don't want to have to, like, put clothes on when I get here.
Right. I'm with you.
I want to dress for the temperature. And
right.
That's
you
it.
Don't want to be here on a 60-degree day and have to dress warm.
I'd still dress
bring
the
a
same.
Bag of clothes to put on while we're here.
I'd I'm still dress the same. I don't wear shorts until middle June.
Well, congratulations.
Right. Hey, speaking of
Belichick
getting past...
has shorts on today.
You're a real man.
Well, he's down in Florida. Speaking of getting past the point of hunger, you see this on TMZ Sports? MMA announcer Jimmy Smith finds 14 staples in his Chipotle burrito.
I saw that earlier.
So say you're hungry, you're busy, you're rushing around, you're an announcer, he's probably on the road.
Do you believe that?
You hurry up and knock the staples off. Do you finish the rest of the burrito?
I think at that point you have to toss it. Because I think I would lose my
appetite.
I'd
still eat it if I was really hungry.
I think I would lose my appetite.
So when it comes to the 14 staples, were they all together?
See, there was a photo that
that's a lot of staples.
It does not show 14 of them.
Is it where they're like sort of still stuck together, like they were inside the stapler?
I thought about that. They do not show all 14 of them, and the ones they do show are not stuck together.
See, that's where it becomes a little unbelievable for me.
Yeah,
if we're 14 stuck together, you know, something fell off a shelf somewhere.
Right. But I mean, it being a staple,
no, but something could have like a little tiny 14 staples is not that big.
Right.
You know, like an inch, 2 inches worth of staples just falling into like a guacamole, and then the guy just gets the spoon and mixes it around, and then all of a sudden they break up.
Yeah. Like, if it was a finger, I wouldn't continue to eat it. Like, I would, like, oh my God, throw it away. But, like,
body part is where you draw the line.
Yeah.
What about a Band-Aid? What about
throw
a
it
used
out.
Band-Aid?
Or not throw it out. That's disgusting.
That's not a body part, though.
But that's been on some blood before, and that's different.
Took one bite. And it was something hard in there. I pulled it out of my tooth, and it was. See, this is.
I'll take that.
Okay, yeah. Save that one.
Is he bobbing for apples again?
There's your weekender.
And I pulled it out of my tooth, and it was 14 staples.
How hard was it?
A brick of staples. So yes.
All right. So then that is plausible to me, that it was all together. It was a little piece of a row of staples.
Right? And say it's that first bite of burrito, and you get that. Lovely.
Who counted them? I want to know who counted them.
That brick burrito from Chipotle there. Like, oh, you just can't throw that out.
14 staples in a burrito.
It was at the Delray Beach, Florida location, according to his receipt.
Florida man eats a burrito with 14 staples in it.
Ordered a chicken bowl and a steak burrito. Oh,
he's hungry.
MMA guy. Keep eating.
A lot of protein there.
That's right.
617-779-0985. Yesterday, the NFL changed their pass interference rule, and they're going to now allow pass interference to be reviewed, which means you could throw a flag when PI is called. You could throw a flag when PI is not called, and you could challenge it as a head coach in the National Football League. This is to avoid what happened in the Saints game in the NFC title game.
Yeah.
However, the league embarrassed themselves on day one of this new rule.
I agree.
The competition committee made the claim yesterday that Brandon Cooks' drop late in the Super Bowl should have been pass interference, and under the new replay rules would likely be ruled pass interference, giving the Rams the ball on the one-yard line of the Super Bowl.
You're so 100% right on this, because what they did now is they put this on a platform and put it right on that pedestal that ticky-tack plays are in question. You can't question them because it can be called pass interference. This is for an egregious play like the Saints game. This is why that rule's in. I think it's a good rule. I think you should be able to review it. I don't think it's going to be as called as often as you think, because then it's going to affect your timeouts and losing challenge. You know, you lose a challenge, your timeout is gone all of a sudden. Now it affects the way you call a football game. You don't want to get pre-programmed to where you're looking and trying to call every single play down the field. I mean, we can do it if you slow it down. And you bring up another good point. You're going to look at it in real time. Like, go back to the Philadelphia Eagle touchdown catch against New England in the Super Bowl, not to bring another one up, where all of a sudden we're going to call a catch differently in the back end line, even though he doesn't have total control, even though we ruled the entire year, you need to maintain control and control the football throughout the catch, where he's obviously 1 foot in, 1 foot out, and the ball's moving on the chest. They ruled that a touchdown. You want to get to that point where you're looking at things that frame by frame, to where you slow it down so much with high def, to where, oh, yeah, I could see it right there. Good luck with this. If that is the new rule.
This needs to be part of the rule.
If that is what you want called.
To me, if you're going to review these calls, they've got to be in full speed. Full speed review. No slowing down.
You watch the Gilmore on Cooks play in real speed in the Super Bowl. Yeah, Jim played the call, and Tom played the call on us earlier. There was nothing in question as to whether it was PI or anything. It was a bang-bang play. That's not PI. That's hand fighting downfield.
If you're a coach, do you have to strategically figure out when you're going to use these? Because so many of them will be overturned if you do challenge them. Do you have to say, like, to yourself, all right, only 20 yards or more if it's in the first, like, three quarters, and I'm saving one for the fourth quarter? Because there's going to be a million of them during the game.
Well, if they sat there for hours,
right, are you
going to
do it for
meetings?
A 10-yard game?
You know what I'm saying?
Because even if you win two, you only get a third back. You only get three max.
Okay. So if you're sitting there out in Arizona and they're sitting through hours upon hours of meetings of this, and they're describing to the coaches what you need to do, and they're telling them what the policy is going to be, why the hell do you put this up and mislead people? Because that's not PI.
If that's going to be overturned,
that's
a lot
be
more challenge
PI
flags
is
are going to
be
thrown.
If they're throwing that out there as an example,
that's it,
you've already lost me.
You've given me carte blanche to go nuts in the booth on every contact.
I was all for this rule change, and now on day one, I'm already against it.
I'll be screaming. If that's the
rule. That's the NFL.
Just tell me, NFL, is that the rule? Because I'll be screaming for contact downfield every single play if there's contact.
Ask for something.
Day one, they ruined it for everybody.
Ask for something, and when you get it, make you sorry that you asked for it.
Yes, that only the NFL could pull that off. Only this league could pull that type of thing off.
That's the play.
Oh, let's do this rule. Let's get it right. Let's get the calls right. And then they show you something, and you say, oh, why did we ever ask for this? You fools.
The entire 2018 season, that's the play they came up with to put out there for people to see.
And again, when this happened last night, when the competition committee referenced this, all of New England said, what play was that again? What? There was a controversial ending of the Super Bowl that I missed?
Nope.
What?
You mentioned, I didn't even see the play. You mentioned the Cooks play that he should have caught the touchdown. I thought it was the one where Jason McCourty runs all the way across the field. Cooks is wide open.
Different play.
And did he get there early? No.
No, different play. It's the one where going down the sideline, you've got Gilmore's hand touching
Where's he at? Touching the arm of Cooks. Is he here? I'm looking back this way.
And in slow motion.
Are you over there?
It looks like his hand is there for quite some time. At full speed, it's a touch and let go.
Right.
And it's that to me is why. You know, that to me proves why you can't look at things. They're going to call slow motion on this rule.
They're going
to call
every Hail Mary will be looked at. If you have a Hail Mary that ends a game,
oh my God,
a Hail Mary will not end it. People will be celebrating, and people will have to stop celebrating because it'll be looked at every time.
Do you know how you coach a Hail Mary when you're one of the back guys, and the one offensive receiver gets down? The first thing you do,
pulling from behind,
the middle offensive guy gets down into the end zone. One offensive receiver is supposed to go 5 yards in front of him, five back, for either a knock ball forward or knock ball backwards. You, the first defender on that middle guy, the middle, they call him the jumper. Your job is to grab him here around and keep him down from elevating. They did it to Gronkowski in the Super Bowl.
Right at the back of the jersey, pull him down.
So then the Gronkowski won against the Giants in the Super Bowl, and Indy would be called PI.
One untimed down from the one.
What?
It would have been an untimed down from the one in that game.
Yeah.
One final play from the one-yard line. Is what it would turn into.
Well, that's the new league.
And that's why I'm so stunned that they would put that play out
there. That's how you coach it up as coaches.
And claim that that would have gone the way that it did. Of all the plays that they could have chosen, why did they put that play out there? Why did they choose to do that last night? Because it's never enough in this league. There's got to be a Patriot angle to every rule change out there.
Either that, Beetle, or it's some kind of balancing act that they're trying to do. Yes, the Rams got away with one in the NFC Championship.
But they got hosed, too.
See? So we're going to use this as the example that no one wants, that no one has talked about or seen or
thought
about.
That's a dangerous example just to scratch an itch.
I agree.
Yeah, you got Gilmore responding
to it. And my biggest hope is that a lot of this will end up amounting to nothing. It'll end up being like the new helmet-to-helmet rules and the targeting and all that stuff that we thought was going to be such an issue this season, and it ended up being nothing.
Coaches love having that red flag. They love having the ability, okay, I still got two challenges in my pocket. I don't want to waste it. I don't want to waste it here. And I just don't think they want to waste it early in games like that to where, okay, we'll let it go. We got a lot of football left.
All right,
I think they'll eat it.
Speaking of coaches, they voted 32-0. They unanimously voted in favor of something yesterday that owners promptly shot down. We'll tell you the details of that coming up next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Bruins are in action tonight on the Sports Hub. Zolak and Bertrand are on the Star Market Sports Deck at Warrior Ice Arena on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Can do whatever they want in the NFL.
Sure,
we
could.
Know that. Mark Maskey yesterday tweeted just that. Reinforced yet again. Owners can do whatever they want on rule change proposals. The Broncos' 4th-and-15 proposal was rejected by the owners after being endorsed by the competition committee 7-1. We spent a lot of time on that yesterday. Also yesterday, that was competition committee voting 7-1. NFL coaches got together and voted unanimously. Zoe, tell me how hard it is to get 32 guys to agree on something.
Impossible. Impossible. Across the board, all 32, impossible.
They voted unanimously. 32 coaches, nobody opposing this. 32 head coaches crafted a proposal to add an official in the booth to oversee clear and obvious mistakes on defensive pass interference, offensive pass interference, roughing the passer, defenseless player rules. The head coaches voted 32-0 after crafting the proposal. They all approved of the proposal. They presented it to the league. The NFL said,
screw you.
Nah, we're not even going to take a vote on that. not even to get a vote. They said no. NFL owners, no, we're not voting on that. Not even, hey, we'll see how it does. Put it to the owners and let them reject it. They didn't even want it getting to a vote so that it looked like they rejected it.
It seems like it's really worthwhile to take the time to get on a plane to go to these meetings to where you have one of, or 32 in the world of heads of, figureheads of the football teams that you own, that you run, that are there, that all come together and think, we want this all together, 32-0, for the betterment of our game. Will you please consider this? Go have lunch. We ain't doing this. Get out of here. Go wait. Don't waste your time.
No.
Well, like, what do you even have these meetings for?
We all agree.
Why have a competition committee if they vote 7-1 in favor of a rule? If the owners then just reject it, what's the point of the competition committee? Do away with it.
Is what they're proposing so outlandish that it shouldn't be considered?
No.
I think it's what viewers want.
Is that better than what was passed yesterday?
Yes.
Yes, it is, and we all agree on that. It's better, but you know what it would do? That would require paying an extra official every game.
Now,
it's more than that.
It's got to be more than that.
Oh, yeah, it's got to be more than that. It's got
to be. Do you not remember when they locked out the referees?
No, I remember that. Yeah.
That's true. Don't tell me this.
Oh, that's right.
Nickel and dime the officials? Of course they will.
Belichick hasn't proposed a rule since they didn't listen to him putting cameras in the pylons.
Putting the GoPros in the pylons was too pricey.
What do we got to go to a bake sale here?
That's a lot of money.
What are we having, a bake sale? We got a lot of money here.
No, that would require paying an extra official. They don't want to do that. They barely want to pay the officials they have.
It's Beetle. It seems too simplistic and too reductive to say it's just a money issue about paying one more guy in this multi-billion-dollar enterprise that is the NFL. But what other explanation is there?
Maybe we could have a bake sale.
Yeah, I don't know. Won't even consider it.
It's too moronic. I mean, I'm sitting there early, and I see the officials come walking in prior to the start of the game. They get shuttled in by four different handlers. They have replacement refs walking with them. Some of them bring their wives. They're chauffeured in a van that's escorted by state police. They have two attendants outside their locker room. They get fed sandwiches. I mean, they're paying a ton of money already for all these. It's that tough to stick somebody in a seat.
The sandwiches? They got pricey sandwiches?
They got nice sandwiches already. They got full buffet laid out for them when they walk in. I'm like, these guys got it made.
Those sandwiches. What kind?
Oh, it's like the Goodfellas deli platter.
They gave them a ride to the game. You know what that must cost?
No, because I followed
to the game?
That last home game when I was running to the airport, I followed that escort all the way to Logan, so it was awesome. They had a van. They had one of those big like limousine vans that they load up right outside Patriot offices.
Limo vans.
Escort it right out to the highway. We went right out the back way. I followed that sucker. I stayed right with him.
You supposed to do that?
Well, I was all blacked out. I put my flashers on, so it looked like I looked like I was part of the thing. Yeah. It's kind of cool.
That's actually a good idea.
A
pretty good
car move. Was all cleaned up. It looked good. Yep. Put the flashers on. Let me throw it by.
That's a good reason to get the black SUV right there.
All blacked out.
Yep. Tint the windows.
Oh, yeah.
What do you need that for? Well, never know when I'm going to motor get somewhere.
Never you know when the fake escort. Slide.
The occasional motorcade action.
Right.
Oh, who's
I mean,
got
funerals. I mean, I want to be respectful, but you need to get somewhere. Hey,
imagine if you had the jungle lights.
Oh, my God. 95 is pulled over like, wow, who's in there? Who's he got driving? Who's driving him?
Mike is in the car. Hey, Mike.
Hello? Can you hear me?
Mike, you there? Go ahead.
Uh-huh. Hey, I'm just wondering how'd that ref keep his job? If I was in a job like that and I missed an obvious call with the Saints, I'd be
refs,
fired.
So plural, now Belichick's
going to be the one that's going to be making all the calls for pass interference.
Okay.
And so just get rid of those back judges. You don't need
those. It's really going to be Ernie Adams or coaches upstairs. It's usually the people up top that see that. It's very difficult for Bill, for everything he's watching down there, to be completely aware of what every single player's doing. He's only watching certain parts of the game.
I thought he was going to have a good question there, and I'm going to ask it the way that I thought he was going to ask it, which is, how do you think this will impact the way that penalty is called now that officials know it can be reviewed? Will they call more?
That's a good question.
Because they're afraid to get it exposed on review that they didn't call it?
I'd say so.
Will they?
Oh, another one to kill the defense. I mean, it's bad enough for defenders where you can't touch guys or hold them or do a little tug. Now you're not going to be able to breathe on them.
There's a variation of that question, though. Will they call more?
What? Go ahead. I was going to say, or they go the other way because they know, hey, if I miss it, it's going to be caught on replay. If you got a problem, you can throw a flag.
I was going to say they might call less or the same amount during the first 58 minutes, but in the final 2 minutes when the upstairs referees are going to be looking at it, maybe in a big spot where they say, listen, it's a big spot, we're going to let them play, maybe they won't let him play.
Right. All of that could impact it. I would say, remember how if you call the ball dead on a play instead of a fumble, you know, the play couldn't continue for a time.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? And then if you let it be a fumble, we could always reverse it and make it a dead ball. And so they were just letting it go. I wonder if it'll have a similar type of impact on PI calls. Hey, yeah, maybe I missed it, but I'm leaning on the side of let them play. And if something's egregious, you'll catch it anyway and throw a flag. So yeah. I want to track those numbers next season. Do PI calls go up or down?
Meanwhile, we have something to talk about week one of preseason now. After the week one of preseason games, how many PIs were called versus last year? You know this is all going to come out.
Yes.
It's like the hits to the head or the quarterback.
It's the lowering the
penalties.
Head thing. Same stuff, too.
Mike Giardi has this tweet from 5 minutes ago. According to a league source, the Patriots inquired about just about every available wide receiver and some not available over the last month, from Antonio Brown to Odell to the assortment of free agents they've missed on. I don't think this is really anything new.
I could have tweeted that.
We knew they were in on Odell. We knew that they were in on Antonio Brown. We know that, according to Burt Breer, they called the Minnesota Vikings to inquire about Adam Thielen.
They call on Julio Jones?
They may have.
I mean, maybe that. I'd like to see some context to that. Like, let's add the ones they did.
We know that they were in on Adam Humphries for $10 million a year. I mean, we know they've made real serious efforts to acquire a receiver.
How about this?
I don't know how new that is, but
I think it's new after the Antonio Brown audio comes out. Hey, listen, we were in on him, but we were in on everybody. And when it says league source, it always makes me think it's a team source.
Oh, I get what you're saying.
Like,
there's no new information there.
Why would they want to cover up?
We know they're in on a million guys. We already know that.
We didn't specifically call for Antonio Brown. We call on everybody no matter what. And if people are focusing on Antonio Brown today because of that audio, it downplays it a little bit. Throws a wet blanket.
Maybe. I mean, if you were paying attention, you'd already know this stuff, though. Maybe that tweet is for the people who haven't been paying
attention.
It's
common sense, too. They're going to pick up the – I mean, you need receivers. Hey. Yet you would like to think that they're going to add something to the receiving core. So they should have been in on everybody. You would hope that they would pick up the phone on virtually anyone available and unavailable.
They've still, to this point, come up short. They have failed in their quest. Forget the tight end replacement. They have failed to do what they've set out to do here, which is acquire a receiver.
They have a good rapport with Cleveland. Were they in on Jarvis Landry, maybe?
Jarvis Landry getting moved?
I don't know. If they're in on everybody, tell me who they're in on. Tell me who else. We knew that they were in on OBJ.
Where's that coming from?
Oh, if OBJ went there, maybe they were trying to
I've heard not a single person suggest that.
I like him.
In the universe.
I love him.
That they would, because they acquired OBJ, would be moving on from Jarvis Landry. So that's new. Just curious where you heard that.
I don't hear anything.
Oh, right. I don't hear anything.
I think they're going to trade for a guy that we haven't even talked about yet. Based on that report, too. They've talked about guys that we know about and guys that we don't know about. That was part of that report from Giardi there.
Everybody.
That Sunday morning, waking up to the Randy Moss news was a complete and utter shocker. That was when day two of the draft was on Sunday, and it was Sunday morning, just like 10 o'clock in the morning, just before the draft was about to restart.
I was at Dave & Buster's doing a draft show for a lower-level radio station down in the...
That was the Saturday, though. That was the Saturday.
Was it?
The Moss trade was Sunday morning
after
that draft
show. Were you with me at
that
draft trade?
Yes.
I thought it got traded on Saturday.
I thought it got traded Saturday because the place went nuts.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was Saturday, dude.
I remember being a Saturday.
I remember waking up on a Sunday morning after day one of the draft.
Nope.
It was just before the fourth round.
News came down that day because I remember people jumping up and down going nuts at Dave & Buster's. Because we were up on that stupid stage. Oh, I remember it. Was that Joe the Milkman was down there? Pat Riots.
Did you play any games?
No. No. We sat there and did a draft show and read through 1,800 names like we knew what we were talking about.
That sounds like fun.
No, it was a blast.
Pretended like you'd heard of those guys.
I like this guy. He's a nice fit inside.
That's what you did the whole time?
Yeah. Well, Jim, how many hours? Four? Four-hour draft show.
Yeah,
about people
We'll try and find the exact date of when that went down.
2:30 Sunday morning. Tom just found it.
Oh, thanks, Tom. Jim's right. Jim never forgets.
But Moss was in Boston that Sunday morning. It's Says Moss arrived in Boston on Sunday morning.
Well, 2:30 in the morning.
Bill Belichick spoke to Moss for the first time about the possibility of joining the Patriots 2:30 Sunday morning. 2:30 in the morning.
Huh. Says several points Saturday, the trade talks collapsed, only to be resuscitated every time. Yeah, I guess it was early Sunday morning. I always thought it was a Saturday, too. Anyway, yeah. Not worth arguing about. No Jim's way. Right. Let's get to the headlines.
I'm not going to argue with Jim.
One more segment of your calls. Today's takeaways at 150.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
This is the home of the Bruins. The Bruins. Zoe and Bertrand are live at Warrior Ice Arena from the Star Market Sports Deck on 98.5, the Sports Hub, and streaming on the Sports Hub app.
There are three teams that I have heard and I know are very interested in Josh Rosen, and that's New England, that's the New York Giants, and that's the LA Chargers. And one of those have already offered a second-round pick.
It better not be New England. Josh Rosen would be a disaster in New England.
Yeah! This is Big J, as Colin says it. Those are the three teams that have expressed some interest. Mm-hmm. There is one of those that has offered firmly a second-round pick for Josh Rosen. Arizona is waiting for a first. I don't think they'll get it.
They're not getting it.
But right now, there's a second-round pick on the table. Mm. So he's going to get moved. Just what's the price? I think they're kind of waiting for the timing, and ultimately, what is that second-round pick? But I don't think that they're going to get a first for him.
That is from earlier today, Joel Klatt on Undisputed. With Shannon Sharp and, of course, Skip Bayless, who thinks Josh Rosen would be a disaster.
Oh, he'd be a disaster
in New England.
Not my guy, though. I
don't know why he would be a disaster.
It wouldn't.
If he's going to be a disaster, he'll be a disaster. I don't know why it would be more.
It wouldn't blow my mind if they picked up the phone and were talking to them and called them, because that's your job, is to take all calls on everybody. So
it better not be New England.
So if you're doing your due diligence on everyone, that's your job. So big deal. They called on Josh Rosen. But no way Bill's sitting there, all right, I already offered the second round pick for you. Let me know. Maybe we'll up the offer. We're gonna wait.
No, you don't just call on a quarterback. Not on a quarterback.
Yeah, I'm with you.
You don't call on a quarterback unless you like him. You gotta know you like him a little bit.
Well, I think based on what's transpired this week, I think all of your priorities have changed. You need receiver depth. You need receiver help. You need tight end help.
Yeah, I'd be surprised if the majority of their time right now.
The Josh Rosen stuff is done. It's time to get people around Tom Brady. Josh Rosen does not help Tom Brady or this football team. You need people around Brady. You need offensive players to get in a freaking huddle with. How about that? We did this yesterday. Okay, we know who the linemen are. Isaiah Wynn's probably your left tackle, unless they move Cannon to the left and they put Wynn front side. We know you got a fullback. We know who your backs are. Who's your tight end? Snap one. You got Edelman and Huddle, and you got Dorsett. What's your three wide receiver set? Is it Josh Gordon? Is he active? Is he even able to play? You brought up the point yesterday. You're dependent on Josh Gordon.
Yeah, they need him all of a sudden.
You are. Josh Gordon is this. He's your, and I'm holding up a number one for the people on TV. Josh Gordon is the number one right now on your football team. We're back to end of October last year, beginning of November, where you're force feeding this guy 12 balls a game, and you're hoping to get him going. Come on, baby. And then he's out of your offense, and you go on a Super Bowl run.
And as Clyde said, Arizona's
you look like your old offense again.
Arizona's waiting on a first. They're going to be waiting a long time.
Yeah. Hold your breath. See what happens.
Good luck.
It also means they're taking Kyler Murray, if that's true.
Yes, it does.
They're taking Murray.
Not a surprise to anybody. I think that's pretty much the way this has played out.
This is a collegiate coach in Kingsbury. He's already said that we're going to have cell phone breaks. We're going to do that type of stuff. He's bringing that environment to the league. this is going to be his guy. He's going to take Kyler Murray, and no pressure on him right now. The pressure is for him to take Rosen and make something out of him from a prior regime that it didn't work with. There's less pressure you want as a coach than when you take your guy. Nobody's expecting you to win right away. Look at Baker Mayfield in Cleveland. Was there pressure to win? No. That guy blew it. That coach was terrible. This guy at least has a chance because he can handpick his guy and let's get up and going. You know? How about the reports yesterday from Pro Football Talk, too, that the Dolphins put in a call for your boy Matt Stafford?
Right?
Yeah.
That's not how you tank.
That's going for it.
No, that was prior to last year. That was prior to this 2018 season.
Before the start of last year.
Why was that even news?
Gase didn't want Tannehill anymore. He wanted to get Stafford.
Oh, well, that makes sense. Well, now that's,
and know. I understand, like, making the calls and, like, doing your due diligence, but what would make you think, and I'm not saying that Matthew Stafford is the be-all, end-all, but when's the last time, you know, like, your quarterback, your bona fide, this is the guy going forward, no one else in place, when's the last time that guy ever got traded or signed somewhere else at the end of a contract? I mean, those guys don't leave.
Right. Your franchise guys don't leave. Like, Matt Ryan's not going to leave. Stafford's not going
to
leave.
Right. To me, that's
Aaron Rodgers not leaving.
That's a wasted phone call. That's ridiculous.
It is. It really is.
What are you doing even wasting either one of your time picking up the phone and making a call like that?
Your job is to call about backups.
Because.
Yes.
Seriously. Because you never know.
No, and you do know.
No.
New head coach. Well, the only time that happened is a new head coach. And last year they had a new head coach.
Well, wait a minute.
And you know that the price will always be exorbitant. So
what?
If you're the Lions, you listen. Well, what are you going to give us?
But also, you got to take a shot,
too. You want to give me your next four first-rounders? Yeah, we'll do the deal.
How about prior to Garoppolo stuff?
You want to make a Herschel Walker type of trade? We'll make a deal.
Prior to Garoppolo stuff, John Lynch asked Bill, is Brady available? Why not take a shot? Take a shot. What, are you kidding me? No.
But in a sick way, Brady would almost be more available than Matthew Stafford because of the age.
That was in the context of, we want Garoppolo. No, we're not trading him. Well, then are you trading Brady? No. That was why. I mean, that was the follow-up question. It wasn't like he called up out of the blue and said, hey, this is the San Francisco 49ers calling, John Lynch here. You interested in trading Tom Brady? What? No. Can we have Garoppolo? No, you can't have him. Well, can I have Brady? No.
You sure?
Positive? Sure about that? Tom is in Salem. Hey, Tom.
Tommy.
Hi, guys. Thanks for taking my call. Great show, as always. Just had a quick thought, and I'm sure you've talked about it ad nauseum, but, you know, I'm kind of a football purist. I love the human element in the game, and I just dread the fact of adding another referee, another timeout, another commercial to the games. Why not just do full-time refs? And teach them the way the game is played right and let the human element stay in the game somewhat. But I'm just wondering what you think.
Well, thanks. I think we live in an age where we don't want to be dealing with badly blown calls, which I think will happen regardless of age or full-time status.
Yeah.
The game is really hard to see when you're on the field as an official at full speed.
Yeah.
And naturally there will be mistakes. There should not be mistakes as badly as they blew it in New Orleans, but you're still going to have officiating mistakes.
And there's still plenty of room for judgment calls on all kinds of stuff in a football game, not just the unsportsmanlike or the personal fouls. I mean, there's room for enough judgment calls and for the human element to take over. But, you know, would anybody be upset if they had gone to review in that NFC Championship game and ended up calling a PI there where there should have been one?
No, because that's a blatant and obvious.
It's just right. It's a simple matter of right and wrong in a situation like that. And what would have been right is for them to be able to go back and look at that thing and call it. So there are almost certainly going to be some instances where they go back and call something where you wish it would have been let go, and either side probably would have been okay with it being let go. But again, I'm going to hold out hope that it ends up being a lot of worrying over nothing, like the helmet-to-helmet stuff, and it didn't end up coming to fruition.
And the full-time thing, I feel like that particular non-call blows up the full-time thing. You had two officials looking directly at that play. They didn't have much else to look at there, and they did not call it. How would full-time status have made them think differently about what they just saw?
To watch the fan videos, the stable fan videos of it from camera phones, from people like in the fifth row, and there's a lot of them out there on the internet, to watch everybody on the sideline, whether you're a photog, whether you're a guy with an X on your back because you're holding a case of balls and you're a ball boy, to watch the entire sideline run down with their hands up, like, how could you have blown this? Or everybody that's anybody, any league official that's on the sideline, people are like, have their hands on their heads, like, how did you not call it? Not anybody call it. Who the hell was the ref on that game? Was it Walt Coleman or an older guy? Because I remember even after the game, there were weird comments regarding the pool reporter. Like, yeah, we didn't see anything. Nobody saw anything, so we don't really know what you're talking about. Like, they were in such denial after that game. Like, they didn't screw it up. And, hey, they got to circle the wagons and protect their own. I understand that. But have some accountability, like, wow, we got it wrong. Yeah. After we saw it on the big board. Man, I thought the head official said we didn't see any review or we didn't see anything up on the big board. We just ran in. And we didn't get a chance to look at the play yet. I think that was their response. And people are, like, freaking out on the sideline. Like, what are you doing? How did you not call anything?
Right.
I think people wanted helmet to helmet more so than even PI. Because the guy ducked his head. He launched and it went helmet to helmet. Almost knocked him out.
Today's takeaways on Zolak and Bertrand from Warrior coming up next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task. But after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
They give.
Give it to me. Give it to me. Give it to me now, damn it.
Tell me I'm wrong. I don't know how you could.
And they give.
We need to break news every day.
And they give.
I love breaking news.
Can't get this kind of analysis just anywhere.
And now, it's time to take.
That's not a hot take.
End of the day.
Hot takes from the day.
Today's takeaways with Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5, The Sports Hub. That's me.
Okay, here we go. Today's takeaways are delivered, ha-ha, waka-waka, to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Awaken 180 Weight Loss has now made losing weight even easier for clients with gourmet prepared meals delivered right to your door. Yummy, yummy, yummy. Fresh, high-quality prepared meals.
The yummy, yummy, yummy part?
Yummy, yummy, yummy.
Had a box sent to my house, and they are delightful.
I'm standing up for this segment.
I think I'll stand up.
Are we allowed to? Yeah. Can we stand up?
Yeah.
Is that allowed?
But he's on it. He's got it.
Are you cold? Well, then stamp your feet.
You just get so stiff.
Did you check it
in
once?
The cold here.
Then leave it alone.
You're a good cop, Giuseppe. Move a little bit.
It's stiff. Like the
mud. We got a couple of things
today. You can do this. You can do this.
We got a couple of things.
You can do this.
So much activity space. Look at that. Play Army Men here.
Call for Maine today. What do you think?
Do this stuff.
Call for Maine?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, good. Maine call. We love Maine calls.
I just won quite a bit of money on a FanDuel contest, on an NBA FanDuel contest, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I'm taking my family to Disney World in a couple weeks or whatever. But I was looking around on eBay.
How much you win?
My wife, I won $10,000.
Wow. That's great.
Yeah, nice. I got first place. I got 19,000 some people or something like that. So I was pretty happy with it. But
good for you.
Yeah, it was cool. But anyways, so me and my wife, we were shopping around. I was looking around stuff to, like, buy on eBay or whatever. And
big fan of that. Yep.
Yeah. Well, get this. So for some reason, I wasn't even looking for it, right? But it just popped up. The Orchids of Asia T-shirt.
Yeah, I've seen those all over the interwebs.
Right.
Yeah, people
are
selling those.
Right. So I guess my question. I guess I want a little bit of advice, right? And then after that, I want to talk about the Celtics really quick. Oh, but
we got a lot here. Anyway, I mean, we're already.
Yeah, I know.
The T-shirt is
pretty much. What's the advice?
What do you guys think would happen if I wore that to Disney World? Do you think I get bad, like, weird looks from people, or people be like, "Right on, man"?
I think 80% of the people won't have a clue what you have on.
Yeah. No, I think it would be right on, man.
High five.
Right on. Orchids Asia. Love that place.
Let me get a picture of you with your kids in there, too. That's awesome.
Is that a flower shop? What'd you do with $10,000? Like,
see, I won $10,000, and I want to buy a $20 T-shirt. Let me call Beadle and Zoe first and see what they
see
say.
I'm
thinking about wearing it to Disney World.
Would you get hounded?
Oh. Let me make a call. I'll probably be on hold for about 45 minutes, but I got to do it.
You can wear it.
I can't pull the trigger on this.
I got to get the answer on this.
People are running to get in line, trying to get spaces, and you can wear a T-shirt that says, "Hey, pal, F off," real big, literally spelt out. And nobody would notice at Disney because they're all preoccupied chasing kids and getting in line and making sure everyone's fed.
We had Jake DeBrusk.
Got to get the Magic Mountain.
Jake DeBrusk with us today, and there was a little bit of confusion over what time Saturday's Bruins game will be played.
Just double check that right now.
ESPN and other NHL websites say 7 o'clock. The Bruins website says 1 p.m.
I almost had a heart attack.
Someone emailed us saying the paper, looking in the paper, says 7, but online at the Bruins website, 1 o'clock.
It's a 1 p.m.
So I don't know if that game time was originally 7 and now is a 1, but the game will be played at 1 o'clock on Saturday.
Yeah.
But we had a brief moment of uncertainty.
It's going to be intense no matter what. It's going to be intense these next couple games. So focusing day to day. But, yeah, playoffs are definitely the best time of year.
I'll be going to 1 o'clock game this weekend.
1 o'clock game?
Yeah, I'll be there.
Okay,
probably there. Like 10 rows up, man. But being on that glass, don't you ignore me. I'm going to wear the exact same thing.
What game are you going to this weekend, though? Because it's a 7 o'clock Saturday night.
It is?
Yeah.
It's 1 o'clock.
Florida. 7 o'clock Saturday night.
7 p.m. Saturday night.
7 p.m. Still going?
So you're coming early?
Still going.
Be warming up with the boys?
Nope. How could you not correct me there?
I didn't know.
You know you have a game this weekend, son?
Yeah, he's got a game tonight. He's focused one game at a time.
Wow.
Rangers, one game at a time.
One game at a time.
Wow.
I don't even know what day it is today. All I know is it's game day.
Me too. Me neither.
I like that.
Game day.
It's game day. That's what
game
day it is.
Day.
It's game
day.
All right, so the Globe has it correct. ESPN and the NHL websites incorrect. But the Bruins website and the Globe, they're right.
It's Brody's birthday. I was taking 6 boys. A little different taking them at 1 o'clock than 7 o'clock.
Yeah.
Not a heart attack.
No, you can't do 7.
Yeah, 1 o'clock Saturday.
Yeah.
We're back at it at 10 a.m. tomorrow.
Early.
We'll talk to you then. Felger Mass coming your way next.
Yeah. See you.
From the Out There Tires. And the Patriots have won their 6th Super Bowl title.
This is the home of the 6-time Super Bowl champion New England Patriots.
Media at
98.5, the Sports Hub, a Beasley Media Group station.
Sports Hub headlines.
Bruins home tonight to take on the Rangers. A few updates from Coach Bruce Cassidy after this morning's skate. Jaro Halak will get the start in net tonight. And on Sunday in Detroit, Tuukka will go for the Saturday matinee against the Panthers. Both Marcus Johansson and Torey Krug good to go for tonight. The Rangers, by the way, 2-7-5 in their last 14 games. We'll get the latest from Judd Surratt and Bob Beers. They'll be on the call. Starting with the pregame at 7 o'clock, puck drop 7:30. Here on the Bruins Radio Network, driven by the all-wheel drive Honda CRV. Celtics over the Cavaliers in Cleveland last night, 116-106. They have officially clinched a playoff spot. Next up for the Green, a couple nights off. And then back-to-backs, Friday at home against the Pacers. Saturday evening, they will be in Brooklyn. Bill Belichick said yesterday he's got a few more pro days to attend. One of them was today in Gainesville for the Florida Pro Day. Gerard Mayo rejoining the Patriots, it was announced today, as linebackers coach. The NFL did approve replay for pass interference calls yesterday, both for offensive and defensive pass interference. Patriots owner Robert Kraft waived his arraignment hearing. He's pleading not guilty. He's asked for a jury trial in his solicitation of prostitution case in South Florida. Headlines driven by Acura of Peabody's Spring Into Savings sales event. Get a 2019 all-wheel drive Acura MRDX luxury crossover for just $315 a month for 36 months. AcuraPeabody.com. I'm Hardy on Boston's home for sports, 98.5 The Sports Hub. More headlines with Big Jim Murray in 30 minutes.
Boston's home for sports on your phone, Sox, Celts, Bruins, and Pats News. Podcast and listen live from anywhere.
Something is the key to all of this.
98.5 The Sports Hub. That's an app.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
straightforward.
You lose too, big boy.
No holds barred.
I'm starting to think this guy's a con man.
Sports talk.
I got it. All right, I got it.
Felger and Maz, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the program. Felger and Maserati coming to you from our Star Market broadcast studios at the TD Garden.
The Garden.
In advance of Bruins Rangers, which I don't think we're going to talk about for 1 second today. We're going to talk about some other stuff. Okay, as usually happens. A lot of football today. Three items on the table, I think. One is the Patriots' pursuit of Antonio Brown. I find fascinating.
A.B. His name is A.B.
The Robert Kraft developments. I find.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.